because Tana will want to dissect not only what happened with Creighton, but why I'm acting the way I am. I'm too worried about missing the bus to play along while she psychoanalyzes my actions in light of what she knows about my past. I love her, but I just can't right now. So I tell her the truth. Can we hold off on this conversation until I'm not on the edge of being late for a tour bus leaving? I really, really just want to get to my apartment and grab my stuff so I can get on the bus and forget about everything but the music. You're not missing the friggin' bus. I'll get you home as quick as a cab would. She gives me a side eye. But you're going to talk while I drive. I sigh and stare straight ahead as she pulls away from the curb and waves to the security guy eyeing her car suspiciously. Her head jerks toward me before she focuses once again on navigating through airport traffic. Talk, woman! What do you want me to say? That your husband knows exactly where you are and you're not a runaway bride. Har har. I'm hardly a runaway bride. That requires running away before the vows, I think. She cuts through my bullshit answer. Does your husband know where you are? I fix my stare on the red light as we slow. I left a note. Which said? I should have known Tana wouldn't drop it. She's a damn bulldog about getting the